Well, if you head to the Chapel Hill Community Center on Estes Drive, you'll get to see the Gene Stroud Community Rose Garden, one of our town's most beautiful spots. The garden might look a little different this year as the Stroud Roses organization is undertaking a redesign with the help of a rosarian named Paul Zimmerman, who joins us now in the studio along with Stroud Roses Board President Caroline Williams. Paul, Caroline, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much for having us.
So we'll talk about the redesign in a second, but first of all, Paul, I want to ask you, how does one become a rosarian in the first place? Like, what is that life journey that takes you?
Well, oddly enough, there's no school for it. I can tell you.
I was looking this up.
There's no degree in rosarian from Duke or anything like
right,
that. You're going
right.
to get a Chapel Hill, sorry, University of North Carolina, football. No, it's an accidental career. I've always been into gardening, and I was living in Los Angeles, joined a rose society, learned about roses in a member's yard, teaching them how to prune, doing some mentoring. The neighbor walks out and says, what do you charge for that? And next thing you know, I had a rose care company.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's been a complete accident from there ever since. Whatever direction it seems to go in.
Those are the best careers, aren't they?
I always say it could be worse. I could have a job.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, people say, when are you going to retire? My attitude is, retire from what?
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Caroline, tell us about the history of the Rose Garden before we get into what's happening now.
So the Stroud family, Gene and Irene, grew up and moved to Chapel Hill after World War II and had a huge garden in their home in Chapel Hill. And Gene in the late 80s said, I'd like to give some roses to the town of Chapel Hill. So he and the Parks and Rec built, and the Rose Society built this beautiful rose garden that is next to the community center. And after he and Irene passed away, the Stroud Roses Foundation was formed to continue to take care of the rose garden.
Awesome. Again, stroudroses.org, by the way, is the website if you want more information about the organization and the garden itself. paulzimmermanroses.com if you want more information on Paul. So the garden exists, but the work is ongoing right now to redesign it and to make the caretaking of it more sustainable, right?
Correct. So we're the board of directors decided we wanted to move in a more sustainable way and use fewer chemicals. We're right next to a playground on town land. And we want to be thoughtful about that. So we're thrilled to find that the new kinds of roses and the new way of taking care of roses can be done without chemicals.
And one thing that I learned recently from y'all, actually, is that caring for roses is oftentimes a very unsustainable practice. Like, a lot of the practices that are used are not very eco-friendly, right?
What's historically been taught is not eco-friendly.
Right.
And I don't use the word right or wrong because I don't like to do that. That doesn't get us anywhere in the conversation.
Oh, go for it. It's early in the morning.
So in America particularly, they've been taught for years and years, you have to take care of roses using lots of chemicals, mm-hmm. and you have to wear the hazmat suit, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. And at the end of the day, that's not really accurate. A lot of it's, what's your end game? You know, if you're raising roses to exhibit, yeah, okay, then you're going to have to put in a little extra work. But if you want roses in your garden, no, you don't. That's the second thing. The second thing is, you have to understand, nature isn't perfect. Mm. And so why should your garden be perfect? And that's the whole key. But you are correct. Roses have had the bad rap of needing way too many chemicals, way too much work to care for. And I've been growing roses organically for 25 years. This is what I do, is sustainable rose growing. And it can be done. You have to pick the right varieties. You got to take care of your soil, basic good horticulture that, you know, we don't need to get into that right now. But it can be done, but it's picking the right roses. But that's the beauty, to me, of what Stroud is doing. They're teaching the community of Chapel Hill how to grow roses sustainably. And everything that we're doing in that garden, that Jenna, who's our head gardener, is going to be doing, you can do at your own house. So this is an educational opportunity for the town of Chapel Hill. And that's exciting.
Speaking with Paul Zimmerman and Caroline Williams, and you mentioned Jenna. Let's bring her in as well, because she's also here. Jenna Schwartz, who's going to be the head gardener, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about the work you're going
to
be doing.
Well, I'm very excited to be brought in on this new venture to transition Stroud to, you know, like Caroline said, a more ecologically friendly model. My background is in mostly native plants. I really am a huge proponent of beneficial plants and companion planting and bringing in beneficial insects that will really help to equalize maybe larger populations of pests. Also, just teaching the public on how they can do that at home, how they can stop spraying if they are, and how they can create their own gardens in ways that really focus on creating biodiversity, which is how you you know, make a good environment for those bugs that you really want.
So it's going to be like an educational aspect of it, too, which I really like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very much so. And what Jenna said is a key. You know, she specializes in natives, and people think, well, natives and roses, those don't go together. They do. Because those natives are what draw in the beneficial insects. What draw the beneficial insects, take care of the insects you don't want. Therefore, now you no longer need insecticides. And that's part of this entire process, using nature to do the work for us and working with nature. A lot of times with gardening, we get in the way. Your best thing is figure out what nature wants to do and get out of the way.
Mm. So how different will the garden end up looking like in the future versus in the past?
That's a good question, and part of what we need to explain. So we're going to go through a transition this year in the garden, and everybody needs to understand this. We're going to stop spraying fungicides, which means the garden's going to look worse before it looks better. And that's just the natural truth. Because some roses can handle without going without fungicides. Some roses cannot. Part of the evaluation work that Jenna's going to be doing is evaluating which roses we can work with and which roses we cannot. The roses we cannot will come out. And this is part of the process. I've done this before. This isn't new. Those will come out. We'll replace them with varieties that are more disease resistant, inherently naturally disease resistant. We'll enhance their disease resistance through soil amending and soil conditioning. So that's the expectation that we have to have. Is the garden is going to have a transition. When it's done, it's going to be a garden with roses and perennials to bring in the beneficial insects, more of an English-style cottage garden, environmentally friendly, great education center, and where folks can come and learn if they want roses in their garden, you can put a Stroud rose in your garden and know it's going to do well. We've done the work for you.
And still a great place to do events and weddings and everything else.
Absolutely. Right? And Gene Stroud was, maybe hadn't thought about this, but he was always on the forefront of the newest types of roses. He was interested in the newest hybrid or creating new ones or going to the American Rose Society. And so we think this is sort of carrying on his legacy into the next generation, is how can we try the newest roses that will be sustainable? So we think he'd be excited about it too.
Speaking with Caroline Williams, Jenna Schwartz, Paul Zimmerman, talking about the redesign of the Stroud Rose Garden at the Chapel Hill Community Center on Estes Drive. Got to wrap up as we do. What else should folks know about the redesign or the garden that we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, we hope they'll come by. And if they see Jenna working in the garden, we hope they'll say hello and ask questions.
Yeah, I would love for people to come talk about plants, ask me questions, share their experiences.
And we're hoping to have some educational events coming up in the next year or two to teach you guys about pollinators, about companion plants and beneficial insects. So look out for that.
And always remember to stop and smell the roses.
StroudRoses.org is the website for more on the garden and the organization that makes it happen. PaulZimmermanRoses.com for more on Paul and his work. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.